VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russia has detained a U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. Russia's Domestic Security Service issued a statement Monday naming Paul Whelan as the suspect. They said he was arrested in Moscow on December 28th and charged with espionage. The partial U.S. government shutdown is now into its second week. Democrats will take control of the U.S. House this week, and they say they have a plan to reopen the government. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Days ahead of taking House control, Democrats are introducing a package of bills that would end the partial shutdown without approving money for President Trump's border wall. An aide says the House is preparing to vote on the package Thursday as one of the first acts after Democrats retake the majority. The package would include a bill to fund the Homeland Security Department at current levels and also have other bills to fund departments that are now closed. Democrats are all but certain to approve the package, but it's unclear whether the GOP-led Senate would consider it or whether the president would sign it. He continues insisting on border wall money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mr. Trump acknowledged Monday that not all of the barrier he wants to build along the Mexican border would be a concrete wall he has long promised his supporters he would build. On Twitter, he wrote, "An all-concrete wall was never abandoned, as has been reported by the media." He was disputing John Kelly, his outgoing White House chief of staff, who said in an interview published over the weekend that the Trump administration discarded the idea of a, quote, solid concrete wall early in Trump's now two-year-long tenure as president. But Trump did concede some areas will be all concrete. But the experts at the Border Patrol prefer a wall that is see-through. Makes sense to me. This is VOA News. President Trump on Monday defended his planned withdrawal of all 2,000 American troops from Syria, attacking critics on Twitter as chronic complainers. In the string of Twitter remarks, he said, "If anybody but Donald Trump did what I did in Syria, which was an ISIS-loaded mess when I became president, they would be a national hero." He said the Islamic State terrorist group that once claimed Raqqa in northern Syria as the capital of its caliphate is mostly gone from Syria and, quote, "We're slowly sending our troops back home to be with their families while at the same time fighting ISIS remnants." The Democratic Republic of Congo voted Sunday in a long-delayed national election that drew immediate criticism for its lack of organization, allegations of vote rigging and malfunctioning equipment. While both of the presidential frontrunners say they are confident of victory, critics say this messy situation was part of the plan all along to keep the ruling coalition firmly in control.